podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library.
Cochrane Reviews from the Cochrane Bone, Joint and Muscle Trauma Group, which investigate interventions to prevent falls, are among the most accessed of the thousands of Cochrane Reviews. Leslie Gillespie, from the University of Otago in New Zealand, describes the latest update of one of the largest of these for older people living in the community.
As people get older, they may fall more often for a variety of reasons, including problems with balance, poor vision, and dementia. About one in every three people over 65 who are living at home fall each year, and the likelihood of falling increases with age. Around 10% of falls result in a fracture, and many more lead to minor injuries such as bruising and lacerations. They can also have psychological consequences, including an increased fear of falling and loss of confidence. Falling can put a strain on the family and make admission to a nursing home more likely. It may not be possible to prevent falls completely, but people who tend to fall frequently may be helped to fall less often. This update contains 51 additional trials, resulting in a review that now summarises evidence from 159 randomised trials involving nearly 80,000 participants. We also identified a large number of ongoing trials. We found a wide range of interventions aimed at reducing falls. For most interventions, we reported two outcomes: rate of falls, based on number of falls per person year, and risk of falling, based on the number of people who fell at least once during a study. Here are some highlights from this evidence. Group exercise classes containing multiple components, such as strength and balance training, and these exercises, when individually prescribed at home, are well-established strategies for reducing falls in older people. Tai Chi is also effective. With 59 randomised trials, exercise remains the largest category of intervention tested, and the addition of 16 more trials have reinforced rather than changed the conclusions in this update compared with the previous version of our review. The 9 trials of home safety assessment and modification showed that overall these programs reduced falls. A subgroup analysis suggests that they were more effective in people who are at higher risk of falling, including people with severe visual impairment. With regards to surgical interventions used for healthcare problems that become more common as people get older, we found that cataract surgery can reduce falls in people having the operation on the first affected eye. Insertion of a pacemaker can also reduce falls in people who have frequent falls associated with carotid sinus hypersensitivity, a condition which may lead to changes in heart rate and blood pressure. Some medications increase the risk of falling, and therefore changes to these might help. For example, gradual withdrawal of psychotropic medication has been shown to reduce falls, as has an intensive intervention involving family physicians and their patients with subsequent medication review. However, evidence from 3 trials showed that medication review carried out by someone other than the patient's family physician failed to reduce falls. It has been suggested that vitamin D might reduce falls by increasing muscle strength. But evidence from 16 trials with over 29,000 participants did not confirm this for older people living in the community, with the possible exception of those who have vitamin D insufficiency. Few interventions resulted in adverse effects, but older people may be at increased risk of falling when adjusting to new glasses or major changes in lens prescription. We included 40 trials of multifactorial interventions. These include treatment or referral for treatment to address each individual's risk factors for falling. These complex interventions were shown to be effective in some studies, but ineffective in others. Overall, current evidence shows that they do reduce the frequency of falls in older people living in the community. And this is the case whether or not people were selected as being at higher risk of falling. The intensity of intervention, that is to say, whether participants received an active intervention or mainly information or referral, did not significantly change the results. Our findings are relevant to a wide range of people living in the community, but perhaps not to people with dementia, as they were specifically excluded from most of the studies included in the review. As we plan the next update of this review, and its size and complexity continues to grow, we aim to split it by intervention, to allow each intervention to be evaluated in more detail.
Those future updates will, of course, be available from the CochraneLibrary.com, which is where you can find the latest version of this review with details of 159 included studies and a review on preventing falls in nursing care facilities and hospitals.